The measure would add a $75 fee to most real estate documents, except when they involve purchase or sale of property. So developers building new units, banks foreclosing, and people refinancing their homes would be prime targets. The bill's author, Democratic Senator Tony Atkins, says the fee could draw in almost $1 billion a year in new funding.
This is a subsidy to help provide housing, which then people will be able to remain in California, our kids, our grandkids, the people who work in our fields, the people who work in the grocery stores.
Republican Senator John Morlock criticized Democrats for seeking more revenue.
It just seems that Sacramento can't manage its money. And when it has a project that is underfunded, it just raises a tax.
Governor Jerry Brown has been reluctant to subsidize housing. He's favored addressing California's shortage of homes by expediting approvals for new development. A deal with Democratic lawmakers in exchange for funding affordable housing fell through last year. The new fee passed by the required two-thirds majority and now moves to the Assembly. At State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.